escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Make faces with the kid. Have you ever been in like a grocery store and like a kid is just walking past and you just make faces with the kid and the kid just gets like stoned? They just look at you. Rowan is here with her family. Rowan, how old are you? How old are you, Rowan?
10.
She's 10. She was looking at me. He's looking at me and he doesn't realize that I'm looking at him and I'm looking right at him and he's just looking through me. And I'm like waving and I'm going, hi, how are you doing? And then all of a sudden, are you talking to me? So they're hanging out here with us at Buffalo's Cafe. So thanks for coming out, guys. I hope you guys are enjoying it. Is that mom, grandma? Who's who? Who's who? Mom? Grandma? Brother? What's up, Bo? Brother Bo. So mom, grandma, hello. Oh, that's awesome. So the whole family is out here hanging out with us. And I just want to get – so Rowan, hi. You say hello now, right? It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Abe's in for Mike today. Coming up, the question is, will he cry? We will talk about it because it is a real thing. And we will talk about why with this new doc coming out. Also, we got some guy talk coming up because I don't know if you guys heard, but TSA changed some things yesterday. And it is a big deal. So we got to get into that. And we'll definitely do that later this hour. If you're just joining us, you're going, well, Dukes and Bell, Abe, man, what did you guys think about the Braves? We didn't. It was 10-1 last night against the
Athletics.
Thank you, Abe. Against the Athletics. It was 5-0, guys, when I tuned in. And I'm like, what is going on? And all of a sudden I realized Didier Fuentes had given up 5 runs before I could blink an eye. And then, you know, we get 1 run. Eli White hits a home run. Whoop-de-doo. This team, man, I mean, it's beyond frustrating at this point. Now, Acuña didn't play, and Abe and I got into a spirited conversation as to how this all went down, because I do think it's important. You know, you can just say, well, yeah, he got scratched from the lineup because of lower back tightness. And then part of this is like, okay, he's part of the attraction for the All-Star game. Were they resting him again? Michael Harris also not in the lineup. But I don't know. I don't think that's a surprise, right? We weren't surprised about Harris.
No, I think ultimately you're not surprised, but I wouldn't have predicted it. But when I saw that he was out against Lefty, I'm like,
I saw your text when you saw that yesterday.
Yeah.
So, anyways, and by the way, we have no idea how long he's going to be. Like, they could keep him out of the series. Who knows? I don't know. If you talk about sitting a guy down, we've been saying this, Abe.
And they've been sitting. This is not the first time he was yanked. Remember, he had a couple days off.
Before
two weeks
this.
Ago.
Correct. But
didn't work.
But when we talk about a guy struggling and people say, well, he needs to sit, this is what we're talking about. It's not one game. If you're going to sit him and he's got to get his head right for whatever reason, then this is what you do.
I mentioned this just via text. I just wonder how much of this is a confidence issue with him, and I just don't know if he can rebuild confidence hitting .210 in the majors. And so if you send him down.
What, he's got to go hit some bums?
Is he? Yeah.
You can get your confidence back in the majors.
He's just not facing Didier Fuentes.
You can get your confidence back. I don't know what it's going to take, but you can get it back. You want him to go down to what, double A and face some bums? That's not happening.
Triple A's fine.
Okay. But I'm
just saying you got to try something. What are we going to do? We're going to ride out the rest of the season with him hitting 210, walking, I don't know, one more time the rest of the season, and then put him out at the eighth spot again next year in defense? Like, you got to try something.
It's embarrassing. It really is right now. So, no Harris. Okay. Out of the lineup. Ronald out of the lineup. But regardless, last night, I mean, it just felt like they weren't even competitive. That's how I felt last night.
You keep working on some mindset like Fuentes was going to give you five.
Well,
they weren't competitive from the first pitch, figuratively and literally, when dude goes inside the Parker.
Well, here's the thing, though. If we had any confidence, even being down 5-0, if we had any confidence in this lineup, you felt like, okay, we'll score three runs, we'll make it interesting, maybe we are able to pull it out. You lost
earlier,
when it was 5-0 in the first inning.
Done. Earlier in the week, you and I talked about the surprise isn't when they are shut out or held to one like last night. The surprise is when they go for 5 or 6. It's not a surprise anyone teed off on Didier Fuentes. You were never winning this game, Carl.
We should have forfeited.
Why do you think I didn't stay awake for it? Aside from waking up at 3 a.m.
Yeah, I was going to say you were tired.
But I also was like, they're not going to win this game either way.
All right, are we winning tonight?
I think you have a better chance, but like, you also could watch Bryce Elder give up 7 runs in 2 innings, and then
it's done.
Because you're gonna score 7?
No, we're not scoring 7. If we score 7, I'd be shocked.
Yeah. So as soon as someone gets to. I mean, what's the number you're not coming back from? 3? If someone puts a 3
5.
Up there.
No, 5 for sure. Now, 5, a team scores 5 runs, you feel like we're done. That's why in the first inning I was like, this is over.
I think a team gets to 3 and I'm like, they got us again.
Come
there
on.
There goes another one. It's really that bad.
It's bad. It is bad.
Go back and look at all of the games where you scored 7, 8, whatever. The other team's doing nothing. Like, you're front running in those games. It's 5-0, 5-1, now it's 7-0. You know, you're not battling with teams that often where they got 6 and you got 9. They're still at 0 or 1, and you've started to really roll through the runs.
You guys tell us what you think. Talking Braves there and briefly. 404-726-0929. That is the number. It's also our text line. We got to talk some dogs. So I want to talk about Alabama for a second. Why is Kalen DeBoer not bringing his quarterback to the SEC Media Week? Now, I just want to make this clear. He's not the only one, but I think he's the biggest one. When you talk about having a 5-star quarterback in your stable, a lot of Alabama fans are telling me already he's going to be better than the last guy, because I hear that all the time from Alabama fans. But the decision to not bring him to SEC Media Week is interesting. By the way, Kirby is bringing Gunnar Stockton to SEC Media Days, yet he is yet to name a starting quarterback. Now, Abe, is this his way of naming the starter by bringing Gunnar Stockton? Because Kirby plays this game every year, right? I mean, even when we think we know who the starter is, he waits until like week one and names his starter.
There's a couple things that we're looking at here, and I do agree with you. I do agree with you. I think this is – well, let me go back to the beginning. I didn't think there was a real quarterback competition to begin with. I didn't think Puglisi was in the discussion to start. It was always going to be Gunnar Stockton. So we can say that officially. I also think, though, in the decision to bring Gunnar Stockton, this is probably the only year in recent memory where we don't know if Georgia's got a first-round pick on the roster.
Whoa. Defense, they got first-round pick.
Who? I'm. By the way, I agree. I think there are going to be first-round picks when the draft comes around. But I think it's tough to circle a guy right now and say, that guy's your first-round pick
this
year.
Okay.
And so, and on offense, too, I just think it's tough to circle a guy that's like, hey, that's the dude this year on offense. And so it feels like it was a tough decision on who to bring. A lot of people did not think Gunnar Stockton was going to go there. We heard it yesterday from Connor. I know Brandon Adams, BA, has said it. Like, I asked a number of people, hey, are they going to bring Gunnar Stockton?
Yeah.
Most people said expect Oscar Delp. I don't know if Oscar's going to be if Gunnar's going to be there. There's no Oscar Delp. It's Gunnar Stockton. I think this is a pretty solid statement on a couple of things. One, obviously, the media aspect of what Gunnar can present on behalf of Georgia. I think it also tells you Kirby's pretty confident in what this guy's bringing to the field this year.
I agree with that. And also it gives Dog fans and the SEC a chance to kind of get to see him up close and personal, because we've not gotten that. I mean, Gunner kind of got thrown into this thing last year, right? He really did. With the injuries and all the stuff that happened. Here's the deal, though, and Alabama fans, Alabama, why are you not bringing your quarterback to the SEC media days? If Kalen DeBoer was that confident, what's the kid's name, Ty Simpson?
Ty Simpson.
They were confident in Ty Simpson. They would be showcasing him around SEC media days and saying, hey, we're not going anywhere. Look, we got the next man up. This is the next guy. Jalen Milroe, oh, that was last year. Ty Simpson is the reason you should be excited, Tide fans. But they're not doing that. But they're not the only one. Tennessee's not bringing their quarterback. But there's a reason. His name is not Nico. Their quarterback left, and right now I don't know what to expect from Tennessee at the quarterback position. You can tell me, Tennessee fans, all you guys want. Nico Iamaliava leaving hurt you. Missouri's not bringing their quarterback. Kentucky, they're not bringing their quarterback.
We don't know Brock Vandergrift this year.
Now, Texas A&M is interesting because Marcel Reed was pretty good for them last year.
He was.
And he is another guy. Be on the lookout. A kid ran for like 500 or 600 yards. He was really good. But they're not bringing theirs. But Alabama, that's just interesting to me that you are not going to be showcasing your guy at SEC Media Day.
I honestly think, as much as I don't believe Georgia has a competition, I think Alabama does.
You think there's a comp?
I think we've all been talking about Ty Simpson, and I'm not sure DeBoer is 100% locked in. And I think that goes to, one, how we feel about the, quote, competition in Athens that isn't one. And two, I think it also tells you, hey, there actually might be one in Tuscaloosa.
I got to ask you this. As we talk about this, how much confidence do you have in DeBoer? Last year, I got to tell you.
Very little.
Last year.
Very little.
Last year, he didn't look like he knew what he was doing. I'm just telling you.
I think they're very lucky that they have the second best receiver in all of college football on that squad.
Ryan is unbelievable.
I don't know what that team becomes without Ryan Williams.
Ryan is unbelievable.
And I think you had seen Jalen Milroe kind of turn the corner at the back half of the prior year, and they just look completely lost on how to use him and utilize him with – the exception of a game here or there, including the Georgia game, and they didn't know what to do with him. They didn't know how to get that guy going.
Look,
at a high level.
I know everybody wants to say, and here's where I won't go wrong on this. Look, Alabama's still loaded. From just a personnel standpoint, there has not been this whole fall-off thing since Nick. By the way, and everybody's like, Nick's gone. No, Nick's at the end of the end zone. His office is right down there if you guys want to go visit with him, okay? So he's not like Nick's in Alaska. Nick Saban is still there. With that said, though, there's not been this huge fall-off when you talk about recruiting and personnel. They're still really loaded. I just don't believe in the coach like I once did when you talk about what Saban brought and then what DeBoer is bringing. Now, I know you can say it's 1 year, but it's not like he walked in and there were a bunch of bums that he was taking over. He had a squad. He had an experienced quarterback. They should have been better. They should have been more disciplined than they were last year. They were almost losing games because they were undisciplined.
Well, how different do we feel if they don't falter right at the end, right? They got
humiliated
20-3 or whatever
at the end of the season.
Yes, South Carolina. And that was a South Carolina team that was trending upwards and all that. But you got to remember, like, Alabama was that game away from being in the playoffs. Like, they were right there.
With four losses?
Well, I'm saying if they had been able to win that South Carolina game.
Oh.
Because remember, they were in the discussion potentially even after losing that South Carolina game. They were one spot off, right?
Yeah, but you know what that was.
But if they
had
won that game, they're in.
But, Abe, you and I both know this.
Sure.
And Alabama fans own it. That was all just the brand. They weren't deserving.
Well, it was also the other – I mean, you're comparing them to SMU, right? That's what it was?
And yes, it was the brand. It was simply Alabama deserves to be in. No, you didn't deserve to be in. We can't wait till SEC Media Days next week. We're going to be all over it, guys. 92.9 The Game, getting ready to kick off the football season. Live coverage from SEC Media Days in downtown Atlanta. So we'll get a chance to hear what DeBoer says and covering all your favorite teams. All right, when we come back, is he going to cry again? It's a real question on Dukes and Bell.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It is Dukes and Bell. We're hanging out here. Windy Bagwell Parkway in Hiram. My man Derek just came through. He was wanting to bust the chops of Mike Bell, who's off today, by the way. Abe is here. Big fan of the radio station. And he just stopped in, wanted to say hello, and appreciates everything we do. You know my phrase. Without you, there would be no us. So thank you so much for coming out. It's just good to see, man, people coming by and hanging out with us. We're here until 6 if you'd like to stop by, and we'd love to get a chance to see you. Coming up, by the way, we will get into the Falcon Report, and it's one you don't want to miss today because I think Abe is going to say something
I got some thoughts.
That is really going to tick you off.
What? Me?
Stay there.
After how right I was yesterday?
This is going to happen at 5 o'clock. Now, before we get to that, the All-Star Game is coming. How excited are you about the All-Star Game? Now, next week, we're all about it. We're going to be out every day, Murphs, the Fan Fest, yeah. All that stuff. How excited are you about it?
Man, let me tell you what, Carl. Baseball was the first sport for me because it was my dad's top sport.
Okay.
And
did dad play or just a big fan?
No, just that was the one sport he was a big fan of, okay. Even before me. Football and soccer and basketball, he got into, especially college, Florida Gators. But he's a baseball purist. We take a baseball trip every year, as you know. He hosts a watch party for the All-Star Game. That's been going on for a long, long time. A bunch of guys come over.
Have you guys gone this year, by the way? Have you already gone on your trip?
Yeah.
You went already?
This year was a minor league trip,
okay,
that we took.
Because last year was – you went to Houston, didn't you?
Yeah, I think that was last year.
2 years ago. Yeah. Okay.
And so a couple things. Everyone also always complains about the various All-Star games. Oh, these guys don't care. It's just a matter of fact. Baseball is the best All-Star game from a competitive standpoint because you can't take plays off. That's not how baseball works. You can't not try. A pitcher's going to pitch. A hitter's going to hit. Maybe you don't go, you know, crazy laying out for a ball, diving, right? I think we all understand
Correct.
That.
Yeah.
But you can only not try so much to a certain extent in baseball. You have to play the game. And so I think baseball's always been the best version of an all-star game because of that. I love it. You know me, and I know you as well. I pay attention to a lot more than just the Atlanta Braves, especially now when you don't really want to pay attention to what's going on with the Atlanta Braves. I'm excited to see some of these guys come in. I can't wait to see Cal Raleigh. I don't think enough people know James Wood is about.
Either. I don't think so either.
And these are two guys that are in the Home Run Derby as well. So I'm just amped up to see it. I love the baseball All-Star game. And I love Truist Park being able to be showcased. I think it's a beautiful stadium that we – and, again, I've been to a lot of different stadiums. I think it's a beautiful stadium we probably don't appreciate enough.
I couldn't agree with you more. Some of this stuff I'll save for next week because in covering baseball for a decade and making my way around MLB, the unique thing about the All-Star game from a player's perspective – is how giddy these guys are to play against their peers and guys that they either grew up watching in many cases when you're talking about the elder statesmen, or you're talking about guys that they've competed against and maybe, you know, they have this affinity for that you weren't familiar with. The vivid thing that I remember in covering these All-Star games and being around them is, to your point, Abe, it is competitive. These guys do care. And all these guys want to have a good showing in the All-Star game. That none of these guys are going to show up, want to be like, yeah, I want to go 0-for-3 and, you know, 3 strikeouts. That's not the idea. It's like, I want to have a moment in the All-Star game that is memorable. And so I'm with you. I think it's going to be that. Now, we say all that to say there is a guy that's coming back that we're very familiar with. And as a matter of fact, Day-Day, a documentary is dropping next week. Tell us about who this documentary is about and what the deal is.
It is Driven, the Freddie Freeman story.
Driven, the Freddie Freeman story. The real question here is, Atlanta, is he going to cry? Because every time he's come back, he's cried. Now, you and I both know that Freddie is an emotional individual, and look, we love him. But I think he's going to cry. And when you talk about an All-Star game coming back to Atlanta, guys, he's won another World Series since he left. He's been an MVP of the World Series since he left. I said to Abe earlier, there's been no fall-off from a production standpoint. But we all know that emotional connection he has here with Atlanta. Look, we can't fool ourselves. And I said to Abe, I'm curious about this documentary because maybe we learn a little bit more about some things that we may or may not know about Freddie Freeman. But the bigger thing is he going to cry?
Help me be who I am today.
That's what the question is.
And I think no, because it's not the same format as Dodgers versus Braves.
Are you crying?
No, I'm pretty good.
There's no crying
Those
in baseball.
Those wings were hot, but I handled them well.
Okay.
I just think that it's a different format. He's not opposing Ronald Acuña Jr. He's teammates with Ronald Acuña Jr.
Yes, he is teammates.
I understand why. Look, there are – I'm going to ask you a personal question, man-to-man, Carl.
Is it going to make me cry?
It's going to – I'm asking you about you crying.
Okay, go ahead.
Is there a movie that always gets you?
Oh.
Just always.
Okay.
Is there a scene
this is
that
so,
every time?
This is so appropriate that you just asked this. So – The other two nights ago,
is that Carl or Freeman?
It's
you
Freeman.
Decide.
It's Freddie. Two nights ago, my wife says, "Why are you watching this?" And I said, "I haven't seen it in a long time." And I started watching it the other day when you weren't home, and now I want to finish it.
Okay.
And it was Green Mile.
Okay.
And I gotta tell you, if you've never seen the Green Mile. Okay? If you've never watched this movie, do yourself a favor. At the end of this movie, when he says, and it's Tom Hanks, right? And basically it's Tom Hanks as an old man, and he's flashing back to what happened in his younger time. It's based like in the 30s. It's an excellent movie. Bottom line is, he says in the movie at the end when he says, we're all walking our own green mile. And at that point, I'm like, I'm okay. I'm fine. Because the movie just touches me in a way, to your point, like, damn. So,
but does that scene always get you? Or is this just the first time in a while?
No, it's the first time in a while, man. And like I said, I hadn't watched it. And literally my wife's looking at me like, are you crying right now? I'm like, no, that's just something in my eye.
I asked that because that's the question I need to know about Freddie to accurately answer this question.
What do you mean you need to know? What do you need to know?
Because I don't think he would cry just because.
He's a crier.
That doesn't matter.
You and I both know he's a crier.
That's fine.
Listen.
The question is it in a different format? In a different format emotionally, does it still reach him? That's the question. In a different format, and I don't think so. You got that on loop,
Lauren? I love the Braves organization.
Click the button. I think it's a different fan base. I think it's a much more Major League Baseball fan base than an Atlanta Braves fan base. I just think facing, just because he's intruist, he's not facing the Braves. It's not really the same feeling of what I stepped away from. So I say no.
Okay.
I say no.
I say he cries.
I believe
50 cents.
You think he was going to go.
He's going to cry.
Pull on. Tinker, some guys pull out.
Tinker is in here right now at Buffalo's Cafe. He is literally about to fall out of his seat. He is so red in the face right now. He's laughing so damn hard.
Tinker's crying from laughing.
Oh, my God. We love him. Here's the crazy thing. Do I wish he was still in this lineup? In a heartbeat. But we didn't want to do the extra year.
Who's we?
No, 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 no,
most
no, no,
of us wanted to do the extra year.
Well, of course, we were willing.
Not my money.
We were willing to do whatever. Come on, Freddie, get it together. We were willing to do whatever. Three days.
What do you think he cries most?
All of them. 3 days. He came to town. 3 days and cried when he made his return. You guys remember this?
Yeah. You think when Paul Walker gives his car to Vin Diesel at the end of Fast and Furious 1, Freddie tears up?
What a good friend.
Oh, miss family time.
Brian O'Connor. Oh, or Earl Spilner, whatever your name is.
Wrists. The 14-hour bus rides.
Oh, my goodness. Telling you.
I think it's a different format. I think that's the only reason, by the way.
Okay.
It's a
Look.
Friendly win-in.
I don't know what he does. I think he's going here, though.
Let me ask you, when would he cry? Is it during the starting lineup introduction?
Yes.
Is it his first at bat?
No, it's the nostalgia.
I don't think
it's Freddie back in the ballpark and Lennon's and we're going nuts and hey, we love you Freddie and he's like
I think the difference is and I'll tell you why. I'm trying to have a real discussion
I'm
here.
So
it's not getting anywhere, boys. I'll tell you why it's different.
Because
the introductions when he was with the Dodgers, it's all about him.
Okay.
I don't think the introduction to the All-Star starting lineup is all about Freddie. I think you're obviously going to be introducing Acuna. You're going to be introducing
But who matters more in this lineup than Freddie to us?
Ronald.
That's it.
Yeah. No, I get that. But I it's not about the reaction from us to him. It's about how he feels in the moment. I think it's going to have a different feel because it's an All-Star game.
Okay. What do you guys think? 404-726-0929.
If he cries, will you cry?
Look, I don't know if I will. All I know is he's prone to. And these things have played out right in front of us. Can't wait to see this documentary, Driven, the Freddie Freeman story. It's coming, guys, next week. All-Star Game's going to be in Atlanta. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, we're coming back. When we do, Guy Talks on the way. Hey, leave your shoes on. It's Dukes and Bell.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
There are a lot of things that annoy us, especially when we're traveling. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Abe's in for Mike today. Coming up, Falcon Report in about 10 minutes. And I promise you, Abe is going to upset you. One of the things that annoys us as travelers, especially if you're flying, is what? Take off your shoes. And this has been going on. Now, look, after that shoe bomber thing that happened many, many, many years ago, I was never upset about it, okay? I wanted to make sure that everybody was checking in on my plane to get make sure you check their shoes. But yesterday, the Transportation Security Administration lifted, for those who did not know this, one of the biggest things that we've dealt with over the last 20 years, and that is removing your shoes when you are going through the airport, now going through TSA. So the change is now official in all USA airports, including Hartsfield, obviously the busiest airport in the country. So they said they've known this for quite a while. And part of this is like, my thing is like, okay, why are we doing this? And I get it. You know, the technology now, literally, you put your bag in, you walk through, you're not taking off all the stuff that you used to. And, you know, they're basically able to see all of your bones and everything that's going on with your body as you walk through. So I get it. Technology has gotten better. But this concern, you guys, Abe, Day-Day, what do you guys think about this no shoes thing now? That you don't have to take your shoes off anymore.
No, and that's fine. I never was bothered by having to take the shoe off. And you've known me long enough. What I'm bothered by is human incompetence. And I still, and we're going to run into this issue still in the security line.
Explain.
You know what you're doing. We've all flown before. It should all be ready to go. Get it on the dang tray and move on. These people who are just delaying and delaying and delaying, and it's like, what are we doing? What are we wasting time for? You know you had to take your sweatshirt off. Why is the sweatshirt on? Why is the belt on? Sir, you're going to have to go back and take the belt off and put it through. What are we doing?
Yeah. So that incompetence is more upsetting than...
Why are we, yeah, all of it.
Then take your shoes off. Get your computer out of your bag. That's okay.
There's three lines open. Why are we all in the same line? Yeah. Move forward. Get across. Let's go.
Day-Day, you're the same?
I'm the same. I'm with Abe 100%. Like, I travel with sweats on. Or if it's summertime, you know, just anything I don't have on a belt. It's drawstring or sweatpants.
Easy. Yeah.
So the shoe thing I don't care about. I wear shoes that I can easily slide out of and slide back
what
into.
What are we doing untying the laces?
Like, so I'm with Abe 100%. It just baffles me that people still go through TSA with a belt on. What are you doing? Yeah. And keys in your pocket.
By the time I've given my, you know, you go through the screener, right, and you have to give them your license, whatever, and you put the license back in the wallet. The wallet doesn't go back in my pocket. It's in my hand until I put it in the tray. I'm carrying stuff to the tray so I can just dump it right in and go.
Or put everything in a bag.
So
I put everything.
So you guys are saying that you have a plan and these other folks don't.
Yes, exactly. Efficiency.
Okay.
You know,
come on.
It's the same process every time you go on a flight.
Yeah.
I put everything in a bag. Whether if I have a backpack, then I put it all in the pocket on the backpack. Again, no belt, easy on and off shoes, so I can get through that thing.
My driver's license is out, Carl. I don't need them to tell me, hey, can I see your license? And I go into my pocket, and I get my wallet, and I have trouble squeezing it out of the little window that it's in. No, man, they're going to ask for your license. Have it in your hand before you get there.
Yes.
Let's be efficient.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Look, we all have our things that bother us, but this no shoe thing is going to be interesting. By the way, if you're pre-checked, you know, you already have this luxury, or you've had it, not having to remove your shoes, but there's a cost to that. So not everybody was willing to do it, especially if you didn't travel all the time. Business travelers, obviously, you know, they're trying to do all that stuff. But it is going to be interesting because I've gotten so used to this. We are so trained to do it that you're going to get in line and be like, I gotta take my shoes off. And then you're going to realize, I don't have to take my shoes off. So there'll be signs and stuff at Hartsfield if you're traveling.
You know what else this means?
What's that?
You're going to see a lot more people showing their feet in airports. Because people wouldn't people wouldn't wear something barefoot if the sandal or something, because they'd have to take their shoe off and walk barefoot through the airport floor to get their shoe on.
I don't want to see anybody's funky feet.
You're going to see it now because people don't have to take the shoe off, so they're not worried about walking barefoot on the floor.
All right, I'm glad you brought this up. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hanging out at Buffalo's Cafe, guys, 5380. That's the physical address, Windy Bagwell Parkway. Speaking of etiquette, right, okay, now we're talking about flying. And I told this story a couple of weeks back on the national show that my daughter was flying to Pittsburgh. A few weeks back, she gets on the plane. She has the window seat, okay? And I get this text from her about right as the flight's getting ready to take off, you're not going to believe what just happened.
Got moved to middle?
No. Oh. I'm like, well, what happened? What's going on? And she says to me, as I guess they're in the air, that there is a woman sitting next to her and a gentleman sitting in the aisle seat. And they are together. They're apparently a couple, and they're giddy and having fun. And at some point, she just reaches over my daughter and opens the shade, which had been down. Not excuse me. Not, hey, would you put the shade up? Hey, I'd like to see outside. Hey, I'm a little paranoid. Just, so my daughter looks at her. And the guy that she's with, they both are looking out the window, and my daughter takes the shade, pulls it back down. And she says, at that point, the guy then reaches over his girl and reaches past my daughter and puts the shade up. Now, I only bring this up to say, if you are flying, forget about the shoes and TSA. There are things that you just don't do when you're flying and have some etiquette. And one of the things that bugs me is the rudeness of people nowadays. And, guys, you know this. If you've flown now, anytime recently, people are so damn rude. Have some patience, one. Number two, if you want the window seat, buy the window seat. You don't reach across somebody without even speaking to them and pull it up because you want to see outside. You ask them. And so it was rude. It was totally uncalled for. So my daughter's freaking out. Now she's like, Dad, I'm about to say something to these people. I might get in trouble on this flight. Because that's who we are. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, it's federal. So just be careful how far you might want to take this. And she's like, they are being so rude. I can't take this. I said, baby, call the flight attendant. Let the flight attendant know if you're feeling that kind of way. So she said, you know, I'm waiting. And this is like that wait. If you get a message from your kid and now you're waiting and you're in like 10 minutes goes by and you're like, okay, what happened? 15 minutes goes by. I'm like, oh, they got a restraint. You know, 20 minutes goes by. I've not heard from her. I'm like, oh.
You start checking has flight yes. 119 been turned
correct,
around.
Correct. So now, finally, she hits me back. It's like 25 minutes later. I'm like, I'm sitting on pins and needles. What's going on? She's like, oh, I talked to them. We're cool. They're not going to do it again. Okay. Have some etiquette. That's all I'm saying.
But this goes back into
to putting your feet up, your dirty feet. Okay, don't put your dirty feet up. I mean, all that stuff, Abe, that stuff matters,
this
man.
This all goes into understanding what you're doing when you're both in the line for security and on a flight. If you want to control the window pane, you have to have the window seat.
Yes.
If, you know, whatever. You can ask. You can ask the person to either open it or close it. And if they say no, sorry.
That's it.
It's just a no. Or if they say yes, yeah, whatever. You know what comes with certain seat. I'm starting to get angry with the overhead bags too.
Yeah, like okay. You know,
that's another one.
You take your bag to your seat, and if it's not open there, then you can check it. You don't just throw it in the first open spot. You don't get to put your bag over the 17th row if you're sitting in 31.
Oh, people do that all the time.
Oh, there's a spot there. I'll just throw it there.
Oh, they do that all the time.
And when I'm walking forward.
I lightly blame flight attendants for that. Tell the people, no, look, your seat is here. Please bring your bag with you.
Yeah, because people try to get up and get off the flight and grab their bag before,
on the way out.
Before you know, you're supposed to. No, you're right about that. But this is the kind of stuff we're talking about. Since we're talking about TSA, no shoes required now. You don't have to take your shoes off anymore. But getting on these planes, man, and flying.
By the way, there's been so much of this, like, hey, we're not sitting together. Do you mind if we sit here?
Oh, that's another one.
And it's just, but it's also like, hey, I got a middle seat in the back of the plane, and you're at the aisle in row 11. Do you mind if I sit here? We switch? I'm like, yeah, man.
Yeah.
You should have looked at the seat chart, chosen wisely.
And then when you say that to somebody, because that happened to me on a flight recently where a gentleman and his wife, they were both sitting in the aisle.
Yeah.
And they wanted to sit together, right? And I have the window, first class, and there is another one. And literally she's like, hey, would you mind if we switch seats so I can sit with my husband? I said, hey, yeah, I kind of do.
Well, did you just say hard pass or do you have a reason?
No.
Because I have built-in
the reason is I want the window and I don't have to do that.
No, and that's fine too. But it's just easier for me to explain why I'm not going to give them the window.
See, you're going too far. You don't have to explain why. Simple.
I'm sorry. I can only sleep while leaning on the window.
No,
so
you don't
got
to do that. I agree with Carl. Look, on our flight to Phoenix this past week, same thing happened in front of us. A gentleman wanted to sit with his wife, asked another young lady, do you mind if it? She was like, yes, I mind.
Yes.
And that was it.
Yeah, it can work out, but some people
you
know, be like.
Because here's the deal. This is what happens. It's Dukes and Bell, by the way. Falcon Report's on the way. We're live at Buffalo's Cafe. People book these flights thinking that they're going to be able to do that.
Yeah.
So they go, well, let's just book an aisle and aisle and somebody will switch with us. No. Book two together. That's what you do.
I guess if you have the ability to assign yourself a seat and pick and choose your seat, then that's on you. If it's something like, you know, Southwest still doesn't have assigned seating.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
Maybe you can
and
have
they're charging for bags now.
Carried on. Maybe you can have some conversations like, hey, there weren't two together. Do you? But, like, yeah, if you're on the Delta app and you can look at your seat selection, that's on you, man. Like, I'll tell you. We all know when you can first, you know, get your seat or check in and do this or that and change. That's on you.
That's all I'm saying.
That's on you.
All right, you guys let us know what you think. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. All about flying and flights today simply because the TSA says no more having to take off your shoes.
By the way, the rules
have changed. 20 years that was in
place.
I'll
tell you this.
What's up?
The next time I'm in the airport, it probably won't be till late December going on the family cruise with my mom and sister. Next time I'm in the airport.
Don't tell Raheem.
And I see someone who starts taking off their shoes, slowing the line down.
You're going to go off? You're going to go off?
Hey, Mr. Current Events, you want to read a paper sometime? Can we figure this out?
You going to go off?
What are we doing? It's been 8 months. Let's get the line going. He probably untied it. Now he's got to retie the shoe. He doesn't wait till the other side to do it. He's doing it. I mean,
oh, yeah. Yeah, you're going to have a lot of that.
Competence, Carl.
Incompetence. You're going to have a lot of that. All right, your pet peeve, guys, when it comes to traveling, you can chime in. Let us know what you think. Hey, on the way, we got to talk Braves because we have to. Hopefully they do something tonight. Braves, Bryce Elder going tonight. Last night was a complete disaster. It was just ugly. And Zeke hits us up. He says, guys, they need to start thinking about next season. I said, what's your plan? Abe, tell me what you think. On the other side, he says, I'm declining Albie's club option at the end of the season. I'm moving on. He's in decline. I'm upgrading at shortstop. I check on Murphy's value to help my pitching. He says, those are my first decisions. And then manager-wise, he said, it's time for Snit to retire. That's what Zeke's thinking. And I don't think he's the only one thinking a lot of this stuff. When you start talking about how you're going to change this roster and evaluate it if you're that frustrated with the Braves. Falcon Report's on the way. It's Dukes and Bell.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
My God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam!
Ohtani!
Walk-off, baby! This is the best!
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.